What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, over in Thailand, they had this Muslim insurgency that had kind of been fading away over in the southernmost region of the nation. But apparently, all of a sudden, it's kicked up again. And nobody's exactly sure why, who's fueling it, who's funding it, where that's coming from. Now, most of you have probably heard about the U.S. base in Diego Garcia. It's a very remote base. It's a forward base. It's used for reconnaissance flights, various other things. But its original name was the Chagos Islands. And there is a very interesting story about how the island was originally claimed by Britain, who then basically sold it to the United States for these U.S. Air and Navy bases. The story was actually out there on 60 Minutes. And then the U.S. declared the entire island area a marine sanctuary in order to block the possibility of the people of Chagos coming back and saying, hey, this is our home you're on. But now there is a lawsuit heading for the International Court of Justice in The Hague, basically saying that the United States and Great Britain conspired to ethnically cleanse the Chagos Islands to make way for this military base. Now, we have been talking about America's very costly and not very good weapons, and it turns out that yet another of the Zumwalt-class destroyers, the Michael Mansour, has had to have an engine completely replaced. And basically, the ship has two main turbines, similar to the ones that drive the Boeing 777 jetliner, and apparently it had a failure, and they had to replace the entire engine. So, I mean, look how much damage these weapons are suffering in peacetime. They haven't even gone into combat yet, and they're falling apart. So let's turn to the domestic politics here as well. Interestingly enough, and this is coming on out of Breitbart, email logs have revealed the correspondence between Clinton associates, Fusion GPS, and the Russians at that Trump Tower meeting. Now, they have been trying to tarnish Trump by saying he either knew of or was... They can't claim he was at the meeting, but they're trying to say, well, he knew that it was going on. And yet here we have these emails showing that attorney Edward Lieberman, whose late wife Evelyn served as Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, were trading emails back and forth with the co-founder of Fusion GPS and the Russian participants at this meeting. So the trail of evidence, again, shows the only collusion was going on between the Clinton campaign and Russia. Now, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS used to work at the Wall Street Journal, and they've decided to basically throw him under the bus, basically saying they've done an article exposing the dirty tricks of the Steele dossier firm about how their job is not really opposition research. It's trying to fabricate credible smear jobs, which is what the Christopher Steele dossier was supposed to be, but failed miserably. Yet another story coming out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, Bruce and Nellie Orr had breakfast with Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, July 30th, 2016, just one day before the FBI opened the counterintelligence investigation. I don't think that is merely a coincidence. Now, as you know, there's a big stink over the FISA warrants that were issued to spy on Carter Page being based on fabricated information. It turns out it's even worse. The FISA court did not even hold any hearings about the application. They just got the application, said it's approved. That was it. It was out the door. So it's Tom Fitton is out there asking the question. We're all asking, why aren't Lois Lerner, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, and James Comey in jail? And why is the corporate media not following up on these stories? Why are they still so obsessed with Donald Trump? Now, story out of the New York Times, they finally got one right here. Apparently, FBI agents tried to flip Russian oligarchs who were here in the United States. They had some legal issues they were dealing with, and they went on into all these oligarchs and said, we can make your legal problems go away if you will flip on Donald Trump. And to their credit, none of the oligarchs agreed. The FBI did not score any successes in manufacturing more liars. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, last week we reported on this story where it came on out that Hillary Clinton's email server had in fact been hacked by a foreign power, but it wasn't Russia, it was China. This Chinese state-owned company got into her server, inserted code that automatically sent them a copy of every single email she sent or received. Now, Donald Trump is demanding this be investigated. I'm in agreement with this. And here's the interesting part. The same U.S. corporate media that was out there saying, Russian hacking, Russian hacking, Russia, not a word about this. Not a word on the corporate media news broadcasts. Remember when Hillary Clinton actually joked about her being hacked by the Chinese? He thought it was all just all kinds of fun. By the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, she's hiring interns for the fall to work in her New York City office. This, according to information obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. And they're accepting applications on a rolling basis, and the internships will run from September to mid-December. Now, I use the word hiring loosely, because Hillary Clinton isn't paying any of these interns. She's expecting these people to show up just for the prestige of working for Hillary Clinton. Now, do you remember down in Roanoke, Virginia, there was this restaurant called the Red Hen Restaurant, which became notorious for refusing to serve Donald Trump's spokeswoman, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And the Red Hen has lost a lot of business. People aren't going there, but apparently tourism to the entire town is now down. They don't want to go. People don't want to go there. They're incensed. And now the Regional Tourism Board is trying to pull together an emergency fund to boost its digital marketing campaign because they're in desperate need of positive coverage. Actions do have consequences, and from the fact that not just the restaurant, but the town is seeing a decline, I think tells us that American people, by and large, have not lost their sense of fair play. And I think they're really getting fed up with all of this hysterical Trump bashing. I know I am. So let's talk about the economic news. Over in Turkey, Erdogan is calling on global trading partners to smash the U.S. dollar's monopoly. And Turkey is going to pursue non-dollar transactions in trade and investment with other countries. This is in response to U.S. sanctions. And he's basically describing U.S. behavior toward his and other countries as acting like wild wolves. And he's saying it's time to end the monopoly of the dollar by using local and national currencies among us. And he's absolutely right, because the United States has weaponized the dollar. They've weaponized the sanctions. They're waging economic war on a huge part of the world. And the only way to get away from that is to just de-link from the dollar. And more countries are saying that. We don't want to use the dollar. It could be used against us. Down in South Africa, the land confiscation is moving forward. And as if these farmers who are having their land taken without compensation didn't have enough to worry about, the South African banks are saying that these farmers are still obligated to pay all the debts. Now, I would think that the debts would transfer with the farm to the new owners, but no, the banks are saying these farmers who have just lost everything they own, they're still on the hook for the mortgages or farm equipment loans or anything, saying that the debts will have to be paid in full even after their property is confiscated by the government. First of all, I don't think it could work because they don't have any money. They've lost everything. They don't have the farms to make money with to pay those loans. It's an ill-conceived idea unless it's part of the larger agenda of just pounding on the white farmers any way that they can. Now, the International Monetary Fund has basically suggested strongly to Argentina to stop supporting the peso. And this apparently follows a $50 billion IMF bailout. And they're all coming apart. We're seeing currencies plummeting all over the planet. This paper money, this fiat money, the system is breaking down here. Now, a little bit of good news. Apparently, there is a China-backed free trade deal could be signed as early as November. Now, this is signaling a thaw in ties between China and Japan. So they're forming their own trading bloc. The world is turning away from the United States. The global economy is restructuring itself. It's rebuilding itself into a whole new form, and there's going to be this big black hole in the middle where the U.S. dollar used to be. Now, as I was mentioning to Layla when we were talking about NAFTA, Trump is saying there is no political necessity to keep Canada in the NAFTA agreement if a fair deal cannot be reached. So he's getting ready to basically unilaterally pull out of another deal. And Trump warned Congress against interfering, threatening to kill the deal single-handedly. Now, the United States is Canada's main trading partner. And again, I don't think it's really a good idea for Trump to be provoking them. Not that we're going to get invaded like the movie Canadian Bacon. But Trump is just turning all of our friends into our enemies. And they're starting to realign with other nations. They're moving away from us. Now, the U.S. dollar has been completely ditched in all trade between Iran and Iraq. And they're not using the dollar anymore. They're using the euro and their local currencies, as well as direct barter of goods as a way of evading the sanctions. Meanwhile, over in Germany, their foreign minister is again talking tough. Heiko Maas is urging the European Union to stand up for its interests in the face of sanctions and excessive tariffs imposed on its partners by Washington. He's basically saying the EU will not sit like a rabbit in the headlights. And this is going to have repercussions. Now, interestingly enough, we're starting to see more and more talk about how Europe needs to think about aligning with Russia. So this is, I don't know what Trump and his advisors thought they were going to accomplish with all these tariffs and all these sanctions. This is not it. And of course, we still have that situation about this wildly out of control student loan debt bubble. And these poor kids, they got suckered in. They were lied to by the college recruiters saying, if you get a liberal arts degree. There'll be all kinds of jobs for you. You'll pay these student loans off in just 5 years. And the cost of college has skyrocketed way out of line with the rate of inflation. College has been made much more expensive. Financial support has been reduced. It's been turned into another racket. Get these kids who think they're going to have a better life and jam them on that debt hook as hard as you possibly can so they can't get off. And these college graduates, they're basically, they're crippled for decades trying to get out of that debt. Our whole country has become one giant racket. That's all it's about. Our colleges don't educate. They're just there to push the student loan. Anyway, over at Tesla, there's a problem that is starting to surface now that some of the original Teslas sold are starting to reach the end of their warranty. And it was a guy, Greg Fursterworth, who owned a Model S or owns a Model S. And while it was under warranty, he was thrilled with Tesla's service. But now that it's out of warranty, it seems that there aren't enough mechanics qualified to work on the Tesla cars. There are very few service centers. And Tesla owners are having to try and fix their cars themselves. So this Furstenworth was one of the first Model S owners. He actually lives here in the state of Hawaii. And yeah, that's a problem. Especially with the Model 3s being accused of being substandard and defective by Tesla's own workers. And I really hate to see that company fail. I hated to see DeLorean fail. Well, actually, he didn't fail. He was deliberately brought down. Because I do agree, electric cars are the wave of the future. The only missing component is a way to generate all that electricity without having to go back to fossil fuels. All right, so let's talk about immigration and refugees. Apparently, over in Sweden, there was an Afghan who was facing deportation. He was one day away from being put on the plane, so he decides to have a little fun and goes on a rape spree. Basically, raped this woman, left her half naked, and when he was arrested by the police, he said, yeah, it was my last day. I just wanted to have some fun. Meanwhile, an Afghan asylum seeker has been jailed for 8 years for stabbing a 15-year-old girl to death in Germany. And police are revealing the number of migrant murder suspects rose by a third this last year alone. Now, what was that quote we had a couple of weeks ago? If you import the third world, you will have third world problems. And that's exactly what's happening. These illegal immigrants and refugees, they're not assimilating to our culture. They want to live the way that they lived in their old countries. And we're seeing this is literally the clash of civilizations. It's culture shock. And it's turning violent. Remember, we had those violent protests in Chemnitz over the stabbing of a German national by a Syrian and an Iraqi. And I can imagine that the people of Germany are very angry with their government for exposing them to this danger. Because that's exactly what it is. The government pushing this globalism policy is exposing people to danger. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, we're standing here with our hands outstretched. We need your financial support. This is not optional. Nobody here is living a life of luxury. We're just barely getting by. The big money is all backing the liars because the liars get them more money. It's that simple. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1. And the network thanks you for that. And also, as a postscript, we need more donations over at whatreallyhappened.com. Things are getting very, very tight out here. All righty, getting on back to the immigration news here. This is a very interesting story. Apparently, there is a migrant in Germany who's been accused of 542 crimes. And they're unable to deport him because he has no paperwork and they don't know where he's from. And he's not saying. So he gets to stay in Germany. Now, I assume that for at least one of these 542 crimes. He's probably in jail somewhere, which means he's a burden on German taxpayers. Now, we reported this one a little while ago, but it's worth repeating. Macron, who is a globalist, was up in Denmark making this comment saying that there's no such thing as a true Dane or a true Frenchman. We're all blended here, and there's nothing wrong with blending in a little bit more. Well, there's more to being a Frenchman or a Dane than your DNA. They're living in a country their ancestors built and that they're continuing to build. And that's what makes it theirs. That's what makes it uniquely their culture. And that's what's under attack from all this globalism, trying to basically erase national identity, trying to erase any sense of cultural or regional history to make it easier to control us all. Now, over in Switzerland, they've had a study from the University of Basel, which has come out to the conclusion, and this is going to surprise nobody, open immigration is producing long-term economic harm. And basically saying that these newly arrived immigrants, even if they find a job, they're going to wind up paying less taxes over their lifespan than somebody who was born in the country. And of course, there is the issue of the migrants who don't find jobs and have to go on the social system. And it's straining. And we're starting to see that here in the United States of America. Story coming out of the Common Sense Show that illegal immigrants are basically able to get Social Security cards. And they use them to get benefits and all kinds of goodies. And the Social Security Administration is running out of money. They've been running out of money ever since the Clinton administration looted the baby boomer cash set aside. And so now the Social Security Administration is saying that the fixed income elderly are going to have their benefits cut by as much as 25%. So America is willing to simply forsake the old Americans for the sake of these illegal immigrants. It's liberalism gone wild at this point here. Apparently, France has nabbed British human traffickers with a boat full of Vietnamese migrants. So it's big business out there. Over here in the United States, an El Salvadorian immigrant, Julio Cesar Ayala, who is also suspected to be a member of the MS-13 gang, broke into an apartment and raped an 11-year-old New York City girl while she was sleeping. Now, for me, that's three strikes right there. One, being an illegal immigrant. Two, committing the rape. And three, an 11-year-old girl. And the open borders people just think this is all wonderful. This is a small price to pay for the New World Order, where all of these people are going to blend together and they're going to sing kumbaya and hug and hug and hug each other. And it's not happening. It is bringing discord to our society. It's bringing violence to our society. It's bringing crime to our society. And it is seriously, seriously out of control. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over at Judicial Watch, who continue to do excellent work, apparently they have released 224 pages of documents with about 1,000 summaries of significant incident reports from Health and Human Services, revealing that unaccompanied alien children, UAC, processed during the Obama administration included known murderers, rapists, smugglers, prostitutes, and human traffickers. So that's what this open border thing is bringing into our country. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Richard in North Carolina. Aloha, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First off, I want to appreciate what you were just talking about, and I think you're spot on. Absolutely. But what I called in about are actually not trivial, but they're just technical gripes. The first is that I tried to call in twice to donate to RBN and couldn't reach anybody to accept the call. And this is during regular business hours. And so I think you guys need to know about that. And the other issue I've got is more of a pain in the arse issue, which is that the volume of the computer that I'm watching on increases exponentially as soon as the ad comes on. And so I have to get up from wherever I'm laying down and go over and get to the computer and decrease the volume for that period of time while the ad is on. All that does with a louder ad is it makes me less inclined to buy whatever product that they're pushing. So I thought I'd share that with you tonight.
Are you talking about the RBN feed or the YouTube feed?
Oh, I think the RBN feed.
Okay. Well,
I'm not sure on that, but I'd have to go back and check it. Pardon?
Yeah, well, I'm sure Mike is going to take note of your comments. And, you know, it would be nice if we had things like compressors in the audio chain. We'd like to have a professional, you know, radio studio. We're just getting by with minimal equipment here, you know, a handful of computers and a mixer.
Okay, so with respect to my first gripe about I couldn't donate twice, get that act together and I'll donate.
Well, I'll certainly pass that on to the appropriate people here, and I hope those of you who've tried to donate and you weren't able to get through, please try again, and we'll try and make sure that that mechanism for donation is working a little more smoothly in the future.
Great. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and... interestingly enough, over at the Gateway Pundit, they're reporting that Representative Ruben Gallego, Democrat of Arizona, is basically shouting a warning to Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers saying, you will not be safe from prosecution post-Trump. That sounds to me like a threat. And here is the issue. The officers at Immigration and Customs Enforcement have not committed any crime for which they could be prosecuted. They simply haven't. They're enforcing Title VIII. They're enforcing the existing laws, and they can't be prosecuted for that. Now, I'm sure the Democrats might say, well, we're going to pass a law saying that everybody who got in the way of the immigrants is going to be prosecuted, but that in turn would violate the ex post facto part of the Constitution, which says the government cannot pass a law making something you've already done illegal. So it's just bluff and bluster here. Story coming out of Sputnik News. Russia and France should lead the European Confederation. This according to a French general, Didier Tozin, former presidential candidate. So once again, we're seeing these indications where Europe wants to pull away from the United States. And I can hardly fault them for that when you look at how the U.S. has been abusing them with all these tariffs and everything and all these sanctions, trying to whoop on Russia, and it's always backfired. It's hurt Europe more than it's hurt Russia here. Even Macron is out there saying that the European Union should create new approaches to security with Russia. And he's still out there saying that Putin dreams about dismantling the European Union. I don't think that's accurate. The EU is dismantling itself between the predations of the European Central Bank and the open borders policy. The EU is coming apart. The member states, they want out. Now, interestingly enough, getting on back to that compound in New Mexico, where these five men were arrested for child abuse in New Mexico, and they were found living in this compound with 11 starving children in third world conditions, and there was also a body of an additional child buried underneath it, who apparently died from medical neglect. He had an illness he was not getting medications for. Authorities recovered guns and ammunition from the compound, which served as an Islamist training ground for the youth and their possessions. And apparently, Border Patrol just spotted this compound and reported it. And prosecutors are saying the camp served to teach kids to commit school shootings in the name of Islam. It also turns out they were planning a terror attack on a hospital. Now, here's where the story gets a little bit weird. Okay, the FBI apparently knew they were there for months. The judge in the case ordered the site bulldozed, destroying any remaining evidence that might be there, and let the men walk free. Now, they've subsequently been rearrested. But it looks to me like this was a false flag operation, and it got burned. That's my read of the situation here. Now, here's a very good article coming out of The Spectator in Great Britain, and it's talking about political correctness. And the article's title, I think, really says it all. Millennials aren't taking offense. They're hunting for victims. And basically, the idea isn't that they're really offended by anything. They're just looking for reasons to go on the attack against anybody that is not sharing their liberal worldview. Oh, you're being racist, you're being sexist, you're being this, you've got to shut up, you know, you're offending people. Well, you can't have freedom of speech and an offense-free society. The two are mutually incompatible. But it's another attempt to trick us into self-censorship, of not speaking our mind at a time when, more than any other time, we need to speak what's on our mind about what's going on, about the wars, about the economy, and not get all tangled up worrying about which restroom we're supposed to use. Apparently, Giffords gun control activists are planning a rollout of their next generation firearm restrictions. Doesn't matter how many they get, they always want more. And they're always talking about closing loopholes. And basically, we've already reached the point where bureaucrats have the discretion to decide who should own guns in the first place. And all of this is predicated on this liberal idea that if they ban all the guns, that all the evil in men's souls will go away. And that's not going to happen. You can't change human nature. Liberalism is founded on the presumption that human nature can be changed, that it is malleable. It all goes back to Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa, which turned out to be an intellectual fraud. Human nature cannot be easily changed. It can be and should be controlled. Now, legislators out in California have passed a bill, Proposition 65, which makes all manufacturers label products that could have a chemical that could cause cancer or birth defects, even though it won't. Now, it sounds like a good idea, and it actually is a good idea. And there was a big fight regarding glyphosate over this bill. But apparently, legislators have discovered or have decided that a company called Bond Arms uses a chemical in the manufacturing of their firearms that could cause cancer. And even though the chemical is no longer on the weapon when it's delivered to the gun stores, they're demanding these products will have to carry the warning labels. And Bond Arms is saying that the cost of engraving a warning on the side of the guns is prohibitive. They're simply not going to supply their products in the state. So it's another left-handed form of gun control. Now, here's where it gets very, very interesting. Apparently, the Department of Education came on out with a report stating that schools around the U.S. reported an alarming 235 shootings in 1 year. Well, NPR, which is as liberal as you can get, decided they were going to run with this story to underscore just how dangerous school shootings were. And so NPR basically called all of these schools to find out the details of the shootings and discovered more than two-thirds of the reported gun incidents never happened. It was a huge, huge embarrassment. They're just making the numbers up here. Now, NPR was honest enough to put out the conclusion of what they found. School shootings, two-thirds of them didn't happen. The situation is being overstated. And a Facebook user put that report out on his page, and Facebook took it down as spam. more censorship here. Over in Massachusetts, they have come up with a way of dealing with school shootings. It's called the Blue Bucket. And it's a blue bucket, as the name implies. It's a 5-gallon bucket, a wooden doorstop, a 1-pound hammer, a 50-foot length of rope, and a roll of duct tape with which the students can barricade themselves in their rooms during an emergency school shooting. Needless to say, people are not being very impressed with that. There is a company that is now making school backpacks that are bulletproof. They can't keep up with the orders. Again, out in California, as you know, they had these horrific wildfires, and some were started by arson. One is known to have started from sparks from a tire rim, from a blown tire. But a lot of them were started by electrical power lines that were brought down by falling tree limbs that had not been cut back. And this dumps the responsibility right on Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, of Hinckley fame. And so California's legislature just passed a bill to protect PG&E from liabilities. The bill passed 29-4 in the Senate, 45-10 in the Assembly. It's waiting for Governor Jerry Brown to sign it. And the rationale behind this was to spare PG&E customers from huge increases in their energy bills, saying that unless PG&E was protected from liability for the fires, the ratepayers would be holding the bag. Somehow, I don't think that was the real reason here. But we're seeing more and more cases where government passes laws to protect corporations from their own bad behavior. Okay. As you know, the weather has been a little bit wild. We had Hurricane Lame that came out a little over a week ago. We were lucky here on Oahu. Did not get much of it. Big Island got it. Maui got it. Kauai actually got it. In fact, the area that was destroyed by floods in April of this year was reflooded, and it set back the effort to rebuild the highway and the bridge. So that was not a pleasant situation. But there is a big storm that has formed over the upper Florida Keys. It's sweeping into the Gulf, and it looks like it's going to go right up the heartland. And apparently it formed an eye wall almost immediately. So it's going to be a very, very strong one. Meanwhile, over in Japan, Typhoon Jebi is making landfall right now. So it is a wild, wild weather season. By the way, since Hurricane Lame, we've actually had three more hurricanes. They're all missing us by a wide margin. Norman is out there missing us. Maria missed us to the north. And there's a new one forming off the coast of Mexico, Olivia, that's expected to go north. So we're dodging these bullets here. Here is a very interesting story. This came out of the Daily Mail. And basically, it relates to Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, the one that took off and just vanished, and nobody knows where it went, although there are persistent rumors of a military accident. But apparently, the independent experts looking into the data are saying they're finding evidence that the data logs on the aircraft, the data that was sent from the aircraft to the ground and recorded, may have been modified. And the reason for the concern is that there are still data logs that Malaysia will not release. So again, there's another cover-up over there. Google, according to Bloomberg, Google has purchased a huge amount of credit card transaction data from MasterCard, allegedly for millions of dollars. So now they've bought your banking data in secret. And Google is supposed to be using that data to provide select advertisers with a tool called Store Sales Measurement that the company quietly announced in a blog post last year, although it failed to mention the inclusion of the MasterCard data in the workflow. The tool can track how online ads lead to real-world purchases. That extra data is designed to make Google's ad products more appealing to advertisers, meaning everybody makes more money this way. Now, the public was not informed of the reported MasterCard deal, though advertisers have had access to the data for at least a year. So we're all being spied on. Our data has become the property of corporations. And it's one of the reasons why Claire and I really prefer to do cash, because nobody's tracking the cash. Nobody's tracking the cash. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google have been called back to the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's going to happen a little later this week. It's going to be an open, actually next week, an open hearing. And Larry Page, who's the chief executive of Google parent company Alphabet, was invited but has so far not confirmed that he will be there. Interestingly enough, following this announcement of more hearings into the social media corporations exercising undue influence on the content, Twitter apparently has silently lifted the shadow bans. And apparently people on Twitter notice the quality filter bans had been lifted. So Twitter is backing down, at least until after the hearings are over. But it's starting to cost them money. They're losing users. And some of the stuff they're doing is just ridiculous. Apparently, Will Johnson got banned from Facebook for using the word monkey, because that's now considered racist and offensive. Another user, Mr. Guns Gear, got banned for posting about a veteran receiving the Medal of Honor. And here's where it gets really, really wild. Apparently, Facebook deleted all of the posts of the former British ambassador after falsely identifying him as a Russian troll. Okay. And here's another little whoopsie. Apparently, over in Hollywood, the Hollywood studios have been accidentally flagging their own internet movie database listings as pirate links. Apparently, this is traced back to a rather persistent bug in the takedown code of a major reporting agency. There are now companies that do nothing but go on out and scan the web looking for pirate links, and it basically tagged the entries in the Internet Movie Database. Now, if you know about the IMDb, it is the go-to source for information about movies. And they're not pirates. Apparently, over at TSB, they've lost their online accounts for a third time in 5 months after yet another IT upgrade. Now, back to California, and this one I agree with. They finally did something right. California has passed a net neutrality bill, basically saying if you're operating inside California, all traffic has to be handled with equal priority. And it was a state-level fight, and proponents of net neutrality are saying now it's time to do the same thing in other states as well, to get net neutrality reinstated at the state level. Now, obviously, the big corporate media and the ISPs are going to be fighting this tooth and nail. But if they can do it in California, they can do it elsewhere. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break here for station identification. When we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us for hour number three.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.